Let's break down and explain what happened last night on Thursday Night Football as Cleveland Browns player Elijah Moore went down after a scary hit and he struck his head and then began convulsing. If you watch the video, it actually didn't seem that bad of a hit. But if you watched it on slow-mo, you can see where Moore strikes the front of his head on the turf pretty hard. You immediately see his head turn side to side and his arms kind of flail uncontrollably at his side. The good news is shortly thereafter, he was able to stand and walk off the field. What likely happened here is he had an immediate seizure following a concussion. Let's explain how this can happen. What happens when you have a head injury is that you can get stretching or tearing of the neurons in the brain, and that can cause an abnormal burst of electrical impulses in the brain causing the seizure. That interrupts normal brain signals while the seizure is occurring. Seizure can last anywhere from a few seconds to minutes to even longer than that. It's important to remain calm if you are with someone that's having a seizure and turn them on their side and remove any objects in which the patient may be harmed. The most important thing is to make sure that the patient is maintaining their airway during the duration of the seizure. In any seizure that happens after a head injury, it is incredibly important to call 911 so the patient can be evaluated by a healthcare professional. Although this was really hard to watch on live TV, I do believe it brings up some good points for safety awareness after a head injury.